but one that belongs to you. So let it grow, and it will thrive on love, for it is love that sees us through. You have the hands that will open up the doors. You have the hopes this world is waiting for. You are my home, but you are so much more. You are tomorrow on the wheel, child of mine. You have the hands that will open up the doors. You have the hopes this world is waiting for. You are my own, but you are so much more. You are tomorrow on the wheel, child of mine.
A couple songs from our Mother's Day collection, May and Callie Robertson with Child of Mine, and Cozy Sheridan with The Land of 10,000 Mothers. And lots of birthdays to celebrate. We're going to get started right away. Today is May 7th, and today, Elizabeth of Cheswick is celebrating. Dog, happy birthday to you from Lauren. Chip from Marge and Logan and Stephanie, who some people call Stevie, also celebrates today. Tomorrow we have Abby of Katanning from Chloe, Isaac, Trent, and family. Lisa of Cheswick from Gunner and Cooper. Deb of Irwin from your family. Heidi of Greensburg from Bob, Jacob, and Alexis. Gregory of Crafton from Sam, Julia, and parents Janet and Don. And Lucille of Slippery Rock from Mom and Dad and Sophia. Also tomorrow we have Macklin of Cranberry. On Monday, May 9th, Almathana of Brookline from your family, Sophia from the Dana family, Maggie of Valencia from your family, Helen from husband Keith, and kids Wilson, Lily, and Teddy, Will of Westmoreland County from Mom, Dad, Charlotte, and Bianca, and Paul in Berkeley Hills from the Leubold family. On May 10th, we have Lucy of Shadyside from Dad Cliff, Ann in Greensburg from Mom and Dad and Brother John, Jayla of Sheridan, Lori here at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Mike and Barb of Newcastle are celebrating an anniversary, Patty of Shakora from Bob and Harmony and his whole family, Jackson of Greensburg, happy birthday to you as well. Also, looking at May 11th, we have Desi of Harmony from Dad Dominicchio, Mom Sherry, Brother Simon, and all of your family. We also have Aaron of Highland Park celebrating on the 11th, Susan from Joan and Lisa, Jamie of Bellevue, Paula, Nathan of Carnegie, and Sally of Brookline from Scott and Joanna. On the 12th, we have Luke of Evan City from Mom and Dad, and Margarita of Katanning from Ken, Alicia, Margarita, and Samuel, and the whole family. Carol from Sarah and the Andes. Also on the 12th, Eli of Arlington, and Barb of Upper St. Clair from Norm and Nathan, Becca, Julie, and Catherine. Finally, on May 13th, Ben of West Homestead, Gunner from Cheswick, Jaden of Swissvale, Amelia of Cranberry, and Adam of West Mifflin. Happy birthday to you, and thanks for celebrating with us.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card to To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I met a beautiful princess in the land of Ubladi. She smiled and said, Ubadilia, meaning you appeal to me. I said, Ubadilia Labindu, with pride. Ubadilia Labindu, let's take a ride. In the land of Ubladi, Ubladi, she drove me straight to her castle. In the land of Ubladi. And there I met her two sisters, Bluey Da and Dewey Blee. Bluey Da, without a doubt, was twice my size. Dewey Blee, the other sister, had three eyes. And the two had eyes for me, oh Ubladee. I love the beautiful princess from the land of Ubladee. I asked her, Ubi Da Ublue, darling, will you marry me? She said, Ubadilia Blasi La Iblue, there is nothing in this land I'd rather do. In the land of Ubladi, Ubladi, they led me straight to the altar. In the land of Ubladi, I had a very bad feeling. Things did not look right to me. So before I said I do, I looked aside. They had pulled the switcheroo, they changed the bride. Oh, they can't do that to me, Ubladi. Westbound freighter from the land of Ubladi. I jumped when I saw the princess who was waiting there for me. Now we say Udilia la bli da bli oo, meaning I will always be in love with you. It happened in Bladi, Ubladi.
Dizzy Gillespie at the Saturday Light Brigade in the land of Ubladi. So nice that you're tuned in today. It's Mother's Day weekend. A couple quick announcements. If you know a talented person who loves working with teens, SLB is growing and accepting applications for full and part-time staff educators. You can learn more by going to jobs.nonprofittalent.com and searching on SLB, jobs.nonprofittalent.com, and then search on SLB. You'll find complete information there. Also, we are proud to produce and distribute Remaking Tomorrow, a podcast about the future of learning. And with the completion of 10 Season 2 episodes so far, Hosts Greg Bear and Ryan Rizdeski are taking a well-deserved break. Area teams are filling in as hosts and guests, and the first Youth Takeover episode was released yesterday. You can listen to Remaking Tomorrow Youth Takeover episodes wherever you look for podcasts. They'll continue throughout Remake Learning Days. And while you're at it, check out season one and two episodes you may have missed. Now, it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. I'll give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to try to guess who they belong to. The answer could be a woman, a man, somebody fictitious, somebody real. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, music, theater, film, history, literature. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you have a reasonably good chance of having heard before. This morning's initials are B. R. B. R as in Renfrew in Butler County. And B as in Baldwin in the South Hills. R, B. Now, you may guess as many times as you would like. Guess Who is all you can guess. We'll let you know about the answers coming in that are not the RB that we have in mind to help you narrow it down. How do you guess? You simply call 412-200-5975 or you text us and we will let you know or whether your guesses are correct or not. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping we'll hear from you. Again, the initials are B. And here come the guesses, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. but I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. My love behind.
You know you want to. Let's do it. That's Wayne Taylor and his version of Everyone's Talking. You remember Fred Neil doing that? He's the author. Also, Glenn Campbell with a big hit. And Lambertine Pudge just guessed somebody very close to him. It's not Roger B., but a good guess. Mike and Mars has several guesses that we'll share. RB is the guess here. We have one correct answer so far. Not Ralph Bellamy. Or Richard Boone. Chaplain Steve has Ruth Bader, Ruth Buzzy, and the Righteous Brothers. And the correct answer. Well done, Chaplain. Ty in Squirrel Hill has Ray Bradbury. Zach has Roy Buchanan. Yvonne in White House, Oklahoma, guessed Robert Browning, not him. Angie has Richard Burton. Jim, another poet, Robert Burns. Matt has a guess of Robert Blake. Martha and Bill are in Stanton Heights. Good morning. They have Ricky Burgess, not him, nor is it Ramona Beasley. Great guesses. 412-200-5975. Having fun playing Guess Who together this morning. Thank you for tuning in. And let me get to those I have not mentioned yet. Only one correct answer so far. Tom adds Richard Branson, Richard Benjamin, Rocky Blyer, Roger Bacon, Ray Ban, Richard Burton, the actor and the explorer, Ricky Berger. I didn't think of Ricky. It's not Ricky, nor is it my brother Richard. Also, Raymond Burr, Richard Byrd, Rap Brown, Judge Roy Bean, and Ray Bolger. Those from Tom. Mary and McCandless has guessed Ruth Buzzy. And Linda has a guess of Richard Burton. And we have more guesses to come. Chaplain Steve, also with a guess of Ricky. Bruce just guessed Red Buttons. Ty with another guess of Ricky. Ricky, you're being guessed a lot here. Rocky Balboa from Matt and Yvonne with Richard Boone. RB, the guess who initials. Alan just guessed Robert the Bruce, not him. Well, I am happy for so many, many, many reasons right now. First of all, we have another correct answer who's going to join us on the air in just a second. Another guess of Robert the Bruce from Patrick in South Park this time. But Fiona has the correct answer. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's been a long time since I've heard your voice on the radio.
Yeah, I'm doing great. My fiancé and I just got an apartment. Things are going well.
Your fiancé? Now, Fiona,
yeah.
I kind of remember when you were born, but it's congratulations. Where's your new apartment?
Highland Park.
Wonderful. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you moved in yet?
We are. We're unpacking boxes.
Oh, it takes a long time to get set, and especially, I don't know how long you were looking, but trying to move at the tail end of the pandemic had to be a real challenge, I think. You knew this, and I'm really glad you did. I was a little concerned that this one might be tough. It's only you and Chaplain Steve that came up with the correct answer. Rhett Butler was just guessed, and Ronnie Barker, and Ruby Begonia, another Red Buttons from Nick and Wes Mifflin. But only you and Chaplain Steve knew the answer. Who did you come up with?
My first thought was Ricky Berger, but the answer is Randy Bachman.
Randy Bachman. And Ricky would have been a great guess who, too.
Yeah.
Randy Bachman. And do you know much about him?
Not a whole lot. I know he's a musician. And I think he might be in the Hall of Fame or an award winner.
Yeah, he's...
That's really all I got.
Well, I picked him with purpose, as they say. And this is the kind of thing a person wouldn't necessarily know. But today, back in 1994, Randy Bachman led 1,322 guitarists playing one of his hit songs, Taking Care of Business, in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
And it was all to set the world record for most guitars strumming the same song at the same time. And they played his song for 68 minutes and set the record in Vancouver. That's the good news. That happened today in 1994. The bad news is... a little while later, I guess about 13 years later, a group of guitarists in Kansas City all played Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water, and they bested him by having 1,680 guitars at the same time. And then it just kept going up with inflation. In Poland, about 3 years ago, 7,400 guitars played Jimi Hendrix's song "Hey Joe," so it's like, when are we going to stop? there's only I think Randy should get credit for starting, but he was with Bachman Turner Overdrive and came to fame really with a group called the Guess Who way back when. Ironically, he is the Guess Who answer. So I'm so happy to hear from you. I would imagine, did you go to school after high school, or where are you, in addition to getting ready to get married?
I went to community college for a bit, and then the pandemic hit, and since then I have been working summers at a summer camp, and I have gone to bartending school. So after this summer, I will be looking for a job doing that.
I bet you that there will be a need for nice, empathic, talented people like you, seriously, to lend an ear. And I just have a feeling you'd be very good at it. I think you'll be good at anything you do, but that sounds like a great path. I'm really happy to hear from you, Fiona. Thanks. And tell us your fiance's first name.
His name is Jordan.
Jordan, hello. And thank you so much for being with us today. And say hello to your brother and your parents when you see them.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. How nice to talk with Fiona, who grew up listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And her brother, Nate, and her parents, Heather and Paul. Nice to hear from both of them. And that's who we were looking for, Randy Bachman. Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive, who set that record today. 1,322 guitarists all together in Vancouver playing his song, Taking Care of Business. Ty and Squirrel Hill also figured out Randy Bachman. Don, on his way home from Florida, came up with Rocky Blyer. Oh, how nice. Alan is going to come by to say hello this morning during our open house. More details on that coming up. Matt just had a guess of Ron Burgundy. Not Ron Burgundy, that's a great guess. And Gerald, I think I mentioned, had Rhett Butler. How nice to have you playing along with us. For guess who? Chaplain Steve gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge, as well as Fiona for coming up with Randy Bachman. Oh, and we had a couple more that I mentioned too. Ty and Squirrel Hill also came up with that answer. We're going to take a little break here. Allow me to catch my breath as we play a Mother's Day favorite.
In my mom's minivan, I take the window seat. I sit there so I can look out and see the street. And from my window I watch the world go by. I love to roll along in my mom's minivan. Roll along, we can go anywhere in the neighborhood of America, singing songs. We go on, roll along in my mom's minivan. In my mom's minivan, we look for license plates. We like to see who can spot ones from out of state. We share this time we got and laugh a really lot. I love to roll along in my mom's minivan. Roll along, roll along. We can go anywhere with a trout fishing in America album on, singing songs. We roll along in my mom's minivan. My mom's minivan.
evidence reveals she doesn't keep both hands upon the steering wheel. The chocolate ice cream stains forever will remain there on the driver's seat, my mom's minivan. Sometimes we hear John Flynn singing songs. We go on, we roll along in my mom's minivan. She does the speed limit every time that I'm in it. Roll along in my mom's minivan.
There, you've got John Flynn at the Saturday Light Brigade. I see Deanna just came in a second ago. We have a busy morning today as Doors Open Pittsburgh gets underway soon. You'll have a chance to stop in and say hello. How nice again to talk with Fiona. Congratulations to you and Jordan on moving in today and on beginning a new part of life, living in Highland Park. Fiona and Jordan of Highland Park. We're going to get used to saying that. I gave Ty credit. Ty is an honest, honest man. And I know Ty's family is listening. Ty guessed Ray Bradbury. He guessed Ricky Berger. And then I thought he had Randy Bachman because I was looking for the right answer. But actually, it was Randy Bauman of WDVE that he was guessing. And Randy Bauman's a great guess, too. It's not him. But we'll give Randy his due here. And Ty, that's a great guess. Thanks to everybody. I think I've mentioned all the guesses. I sometimes miss a few. It gets very quick when we play Guess Who here at SLB. So thank you for playing along. We hope you'll stop by. You can see our studios and our brand new 3,500 square foot youth media center. During one of many open houses planned for this spring and summer, including one happening today, Saturday, May 7th, that's today, between 10 and 4 o'clock, we are open as part of the Doors Open Pittsburgh Northside Tour. Come by and see us anytime between 10 and 4. Ricky and I will be here until 1 o'clock. If you manage to make it here before we leave the airwaves at noon, we'll have a chance to say hello to you on the radio if you care to. We are co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, 15212. Tours and activities are free. You can watch for additional dates coming soon. We hope, perhaps, that we will have a chance to see you today. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indy Community Radio, Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, the games people play now, all night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, and never saying what they mean. So they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back.
black limousine. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play. Make one another cry, break a heart when we say goodbye, cross our hearts and we hope to die, that it's the other one to blame. But neither side will ever give in, so they gaze at an 8x10 and they think of things that might have been,
and it's a dirty rotten shame.
La-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da-dee, talking about you and me and the games people play. People running up to you, shouting glory hallelujah. And they try and sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope and cheat your fate, and furthermore to hell with hate,
come on and get on board.
La da 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 da, la da 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 dee, talking about you and me and the games people play. I'm talking about you and me and the games people play.
That's a group called Level Best here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nice to have you with us. I thought we might have some fun Mother's Day weekend thinking about moms and grandmas and people that were role models as mothers, or who, as we were growing up, were second moms to us. If you have a story that you would like to share, call us now, 412-200-5975. My RB is standing by, Ricky Berger, to take your telephone call. I've told you lots of stories about my mom, but I don't know if I've told you many stories about Tina Schaefer. Tina Schaefer was the mom of my close friend Matt Schaefer growing up, and Matthew's little brother David and older sister Leslie. And among other things, Tina Schaefer, Mrs. Schaefer to me, drove. It was a brown station wagon. I can't remember the make and model, but I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, and I'll never forget the time that Mrs. Schaefer picked up Matthew and me, probably to go play tennis. And the idea, at least to me, in 1972, of a woman driving a car was the most foreign thing in the world to me, simply because my own mom never learned how to drive, nor did her parents, either of them, drive. And Mrs. Schaefer was wonderful. She would take us places that otherwise, my mom would sometimes, well, we went everywhere by bus and occasionally by cab, but it was pretty cool to have Mrs. Schaefer in our life, too. She really created a lot of memories for me, and I wasn't even one of her children, but she would take us just about anywhere. And boy, did she love to bake. especially the cookie known as the Snickerdoodle was one of her favorites. Now, as soon as I started to think about baking and cooking, it reminded me of my mom, who loved to cook. Everything from a Yorkshire pudding to chopped liver, let's say artisan, locally sourced, not too local, I hope, chopped liver. There was a time when I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Now I'm wondering if I could watch it get made again, but that was something she loved to cook. She had some other, quite a few things. My mom was also a great sounding board for a lot of people, not just her own kids and husband. If you'd like to tell us a story about your mom or your grandma, maybe about a career they had or about something they were known for, maybe you can remember a saying that your mom had. My mom would always say, "That's it, Fort Pitt." That was her big saying. "That's it, Fort Pitt," in a jiffy. And the ubiquitous parenting phrase of, "We'll see." Way to hedge your bets. 412-200-5975. We'd love to hear from you if you've got a story about a mom or grandma. I'll share some more as time goes on. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. 1-888-752-7234. Here is a song I love playing the day before Mother's Day, even though it's not technically a Mother's Day song. I don't think it mentions the word mom in it anywhere, but the intentions are there, if not the mentions.
I wish you could live forever, and that I could be there too, and that there'd be generations to look after me and you. But I know that isn't likely, so I guess I'll say it now, that I'll love you past the boundaries that time and breath allow. You were my first memory. We were playing in the grass, like the colors of your apron, love was colored into last. And I'm glad the light still hits your face, and I'm glad every time you answer the phone. For you, life and home have never been an easy place, and I'm glad to be part of your own. You were the foundation that we built my life upon, first with Dad and Cass and Mary, then one was sick and one was gone. People only get one family, and a lot of them are rough. I'm glad the one I got was one that wasn't hard to love. I hope I have your toughness along with your will to be kind, and know as I am one of yours that you are one of mine. And I'm glad the light still hits your face, and I'm glad every time you answer the phone. For you, life and home have never been an easy place, and I'm glad to be part of your home.
She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck while I'm in school. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck. She drives a great big truck while I'm in school. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles while I'm in school. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles. She climbs up telephone poles while I'm in school. What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? What does your mama do? What does your mama do? What does your mama do while you're in school? She works at home all day. She works at home all day. She works at home all day while I'm in school. She works at home all day. She works at home all day. And she doesn't get any pay while I'm in school. What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do while you're in school? What does mama do? What does mama do? What does mama do while you're in school?
Kathy Fink and Friends. And before Kathy, you had a chance to hear John Gorka, Part of Your Own. There are a few clear references to his mother in that song. And we'd love to hear from you if you've got a story you want to tell about your mom or if you'd like to wish somebody a happy Mother's Day, maybe your own mom or somebody else in your family. I've told you over the years so many stories about my mom. I know I end up repeating many from time to time. I mentioned earlier she didn't drive, and my mom passed away at the age of 78. In roughly 2008, she would still manage just about all of the grocery shopping, walking about a mile to the store every day or every other day. And we were quite good at Port Authority Transit early on, which I was very grateful for. And also pretty good taxi cab users when needed. The old Diamond Cab Company served Churchill Borough when I grew up. Now, a couple unique things were the places my mom would take me to, and one of the most memorable was Walt Harper's Attic, a jazz club in downtown Pittsburgh, and we went there to have lunch once so we could listen to Walt play, and I felt grown up and also began to develop even more of a love of jazz. Mom also taught piano lessons to the boys and me. The brothers, my older brothers, were called the boys. Once I was born, they still called them the boys. I was just called Larry, so it was always the boys and Larry, which had me a little bewildered growing up. But anyway, among her piano books, in addition to classical music and the John Thompson typical music methods that you would use to teach children growing up, she had the Weavers songbook. And probably my favorite, as much as I like the Weavers, the Fats Waller songbook. It had a bright orange cover and absolutely wonderful songs in it. And she could play. And when my mom, years later, suffered from a brain aneurysm, from which she beautifully recovered, the very first cognitively complicated and evident skill to return was her playing the piano. It was absolutely incredible. She was having trouble speaking, communicating, writing, really, in all fronts. But when taken up to a piano, she played and played and played. (212) 200-5975, our number if you'd like to share a story or an anecdote about your mom or pass along a greeting. We had a request for this song, Slim Bryant's huge hit, just a really big hit for him, called Mother, the Queen of My Heart, done here by Jimmy Rogers.
The blue bonnets grew. I had the kindest old mother. How happy we were, just we two. Till one day the angels called her. That debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside. These last few words to say. Son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 10 years have passed since that parting. That promise I broke, I must stay. I started gambling for pastime. At last I was just like them all. I bet my clothes and my money, not dreaming that I'd ever fall. One night I bet all my money. Nothing was left to be seen. And all that I needed to break them was one card, and that was a queen. The cards were dealt all round the table. Each man took a card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it, and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture, and somehow she seemed to say, "Son, you have broken your promise." So I tossed the cards away. My winnings I gave to a newsboy. I knew I was wrong from the start, and I'll never forget that promise to my mother, the queen of my heart. Ah-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee-dee-o-dee.
When I was a boy of four, sitting on my mama's knee, she said, "Son, let me tell you some things right now that will help this life you'll lead." She said, "I know it's a wonderful world out there, but there's some who'd be unkind. And son, I only want the best for you, so these words you'd better mind." She said, "Clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, I can't help you finish that clipper ship now, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, you can't use that towel to wrap dinosaur bones, because I said so, and that's why." My daddy, he was a travel agent's son, and his mama, she raised him well. They said, "Get enough sleep and do your best, that'll keep you from the gates of hell." Well, he fell into making those mandolins, and he was working late Wednesday nights. But he always took the time to turn to me and say, "Son, I love you with all my might." So clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, I can't keep your brother away from your secret hideout, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, you don't have time to draw just one more clipper ship before supper, because I said so, and that's why. Well, it never was easy in my younger days. Had a brother when I was only three, and I had to be nice, and I had to share, and he slept in my room with me. But through all those times of trial and pain, my mama grouchy from the sleepless nights, my parents would call from the kitchen and say, "Everything is gonna be all right. Now clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, we can't help you with the drill and the saw right now, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. No, we can't give you a complete and full explanation for everything, because we said so, and that's why." My parents are worn and gray, but the love they gave and the words they spoke still speak to me today. And when my child is 4 years old, I'll sit her right on my knee and say, "This wisdom I'll pass on to you, what my mama, she said to me." She said, "Clear your place, brush your teeth, check the toilet, and please get dressed. No, we can't go sailing on the clipper ship now, and could you rephrase that as a request? Have you hung your coat up? Did you wash your hands? Close the door when you come inside. Well, you know, it is a beautiful day. Let's go down to the clipper ship and I'll take you for a ride.
Cindy Collett at the Saturday Light Brigade with a beautiful song called My Mom Said. And Jimmy Rogers did The Queen of My Heart. Doors just about ready to open to the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And today, Museum Lab is also participating in Open, or in Doors Open Pittsburgh. We are as well. And you can come by and see us. We are going to be here between now and 4 o'clock. Come see our brand new studios. You also can join us on May 19th as part of Remake Learning Days. 3 to 6 o'clock. There is a reservation link for Remake Learning Days and our event on May 19th. I'll post it coming up in our next hour on Facebook so you can find it and use that link. I've had a few off-air memories being shared about moms, including one from Dan in Schenectady, of all places, talking about his mother's ubiquitous counting to three, to one, two, three, three and a half, three and three quarters, and odd you go, counting with ever-decreasing increments until you get maybe to 5 or 10. Fred and Crescent writes that his mother also did not have a driver's license nor knew how to drive. Like my mom, many years ago while on a family trip to camp, she did try to ride a mini bike. Bad idea. She drove into the bushes. We laughed. She got mad. Has many memories of his mom and misses her. Stay off of the mini bikes in heaven, he writes. My mom drove only one thing in her life, to my knowledge. And I'm not going to make the joke you think I'm going to make. She drove the working steam locomotive engine at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia that was on an internal track and moved. I never saw it, but she would describe it to me as moving about 10 feet forward or 10 feet backwards on a secured track, and it actually moved back and forth. So she said she always thought there was great irony in the fact that she did that as part of her work while not being a person with a driver's license. She's probably ahead of her time. A lot of people choosing not to drive these days. Coming up in our next hour, we have a Youth Takeover podcast that we would like to share with you. Youth talking about the importance of personalized learning as well as equitable learning. That will kick off the hour. We also hope to talk from some folks visiting today as we open our studio doors to you if you want to come down and say hello. And more acoustic music and family fun throughout. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young one's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, toward the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleadings I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tries very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanting me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleadings I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
The Seldom Seen and Mama Tried at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome to this hour, and thank you for joining us for it. We are going to share with you some very talented youth in just a moment. And their talents, in this case, are discussion, analysis, and conversation. You'll hear them talking a little bit about equity and personalized learning.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
For the last 2 years, it's been our pleasure to be the producers and distributors of a podcast series called Remaking Tomorrow. It's a podcast about the future of learning. We're at the midpoint of season two right now, and hosts Greg Bearer and Ryan Rizdeski are taking a well-deserved break. It's also Remake Learning Days starting on May 12th. So to give them a break and to honor the beginning of Remake Learning Days, and most of all, to honor Youth Voice, We have begun the first of multiple episodes of a series called Remaking Tomorrow, Youth Takeover Edition. And